The weather is absolutely wonderful and amazing, and we're all spending a lot of time outdoors, and we're hoping that all of our tech works for us when we do. On the line I have Adrian Weckler, Technology Editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent. You're very, very welcome, Adrian.
Thanks, Derville.
Well, listen, we need to kind of maybe speak to the technophiles amongst us to make sure that they're having the best experience when we're out enjoying all of this sun. What about speakers if we want to play a little bit of music? Are there good outdoor speakers out there?
Oh, there's millions. So out in the garden, you bring it down to the beach, bring it to the park, whatever. The trick with a speaker is it has to be pretty bulletproof. So it has to be able to withstand a drop or, you know, a few splashes of water, or maybe even if the rain comes out. So one that I have tested for a while is called the JBL Charge 5. It's fairly affordable. It's 150 quid. The advantage of this is not only has good sound, you can actually charge your phone off it as well, or your kids' phones off it as well. So it'll last you the whole day and charge your phone.
As many listeners might know, I missed altogether e-readers and Kindles. I went straight to audiobooks, but you'll see lots of people out in the garden or on the beach, and they are using their e-readers instead of the books. Are you a devotee of these devices?
I mean, generally speaking, yeah, because you can pack them, especially when you're going away, and it saves an awful lot on bulk and weight. One of the problems I've always had, though, is the screens are relatively small. So your typical Amazon Kindle will be a 6-inch screen. Now, for many, that's okay. But as you get on in years, you end up having to, you know, bump the text up or start, you know, wearing your glasses with them. So I've been using an 8-inch e-reader, digital e-reader for the last few years. It's called Kobo's Forma e-reader. It's just under 300 quid and it has its own bookstore. It's pretty much the same catalogue as Amazon's Kindle. But the advantage again is it's about 50% larger. The screen is 50% larger. It's quite light and you can pack it away, but it's just easier to read on.
Yeah, I need big screens, particularly with my phone and everything, because I was reading on them, which is one of the reasons why I haven't, despite being a late adopter to everything, was one of the reasons why I haven't really engaged with smartphones, because I like to see things in big, but everyone's wearing them. Are there good ones for this time of the year when the weather's so good and we're all outdoors?
You mean smartphones?
Smartwatches.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, the one that I've been kind of surprised by has been, it's actually a solar smartwatch. So Garmin makes this watch called the Instinct Solar, and it's a full powered running, cycling, walking, sleep, all of the sensors in an advanced watch, but it's solar as well. And it recharges up to about 15% every day if you're wearing it out and about. I have one and I haven't charged it in the wall for 4 months. 4 months. So, I mean, you talk about your sustainability, you know, that's the one I would recommend. Garmin Instinct Solar.
So that means when you're just out and about, it's charging on the go.
It's charging on the go as long as there's sunshine. So with solar, as you know, if there are clouds or rains, it can be as little as, you know, a tenth of the solar power. But if it's a sunny day, like the last 2 weeks that we have at the moment, if you even just leave it in the window for a couple of hours, it'll, you know, recharge itself for the next 2 or 3 days.
We've seen sort of barbecue bans all over parts of continental Europe because of the risk of fires. Smart technology has not has even got into the barbecue market.
Absolutely. So one of the big problems of barbecue is, you know, especially for those like me who almost never do it, when is the meat ready? When is it still too rare? Is it overcooked? There's a thing called an iGrill Mini, costs €80. And basically it's an app connected thermometer. You stick it into the meat and it tells you when the barbecue meat is ready to eat safely. It can send an alert to your phone. So it's all done over Bluetooth. It's called the iGrill Mini.
It has. There is no part of our life that smart technology has not got to, including if you wanted Adrian to recreate that kind of outdoor scene from Cinema Paradiso. What's on offer if you want to kind of create that cinematic feel in your own backyard?
Cinema Paradiso. So you're showing your vintage there. I definitely approve. So yeah, there are a lot of portable projectors you can buy. The problem is a lot of them are fairly weak. They won't give you a great picture. It needs to be pitch black to see them. So if you've done the garden up or something, you might want a decent one. The one that I've been testing is called the Samsung Freestyle. Now it's pretty expensive. You're going to spend the guts of €900 on this thing, but it comes with its own streaming app. So all of the Netflix, Disney, Amazon, all of those. And it has a built-in speaker as well. So you just plonk it down, point it against a wall, ideally a grey wall or a white wall, maybe in the back garden, and you'll get a picture as big as 70 or 80 inches. It's a really good way of, for example, keeping kids occupied in the evening.
We'll have to get Joanna Donnelly back on to tell us whether, with all of the rain forecast to come, whether that's a good investment. I know from watching your Twitter account that you are a big fan of drones. I feel as if we've been on journeys all across Mayo and through your footage. What do you recommend? Because obviously it is something that people, I suppose, are going to become more keen on and buying drones for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an enthusiast like me, you're always after the latest video technology and, you know, can it go for another 10 minutes and can it go another mile or two away? But for most people, I think drones are a very occasional thing. They're very popular at weddings. They're very popular at outdoor events. In the summer, people like to bring them, like if they're going down, they're renting an Airbnb or going to a B&B somewhere down the country, they might like to pack a small but decent one in. Now, the small one that I used to use cost me almost $1,000 when I bought it a few years ago. Basically, that same drone has been repackaged. It's called the DJI Mini SE for £300. So for that, you're getting a really decent drone that you can pack in your bag, has a really decent video camera and camera, will go for 30 minutes per charge, up to 2 or 3 miles away as well. Now, you've got to check with drone regulations as well, because you are supposed to keep them within your view when you operate them. But this is a really, really good deal.
Yeah, and I suppose maybe for the drone things, whatever about taking images and all of your cells, I'm always kind of worried in case that drone would turn around and see me on a beach. It mightn't be the greatest image. Speakers we were chatting about earlier, Adrian, that you could charge a phone off, but not all will have that sort of sophisticated technology. So you might need to bring a power bank or two out and about with you.
I think most people have one of these, you know, buried at the bottom of a drawer somewhere. The standard power bank device, which will charge your phone usually 2 to 3 times, is what it's 10,000, what they call milliamps, and that's the currency that they use. You'll get one for €20 in the likes of Currys or Harvey Norman or DID. And the basic one that I would recommend is the Belkin 10,000 milliamp. That's €20. If you want a much fancier one, if you're bringing a laptop with you and you want to charge like several devices over, there's a more expensive one for over £100 called the OmniCharge Omni. But the basic Belkin 10,000 will do it for you.
If you're nervous about drones, you might be a little bit anxious about smart sunglasses.
Yeah, smart sunglasses are a thing we've seen pushed by a lot of the big tech companies. I think what you're probably referring to is Facebook's Ray-Ban Stories, because they're the ones with the video cameras on each lens. The most smart sunglasses only actually have speakers on them and microphones. They're really designed for listening to things like podcasts or Spotify, Apple Music, or the radio as you walk along. And they're pretty good overall. The sound out of them is pretty good. The two best ones are probably Huawei X Gentle Monster and Fauna's audio glasses, and they range from £200 to £300. If you do want to go full Mark Zuckerberg, you can get Facebook's Ray-Ban Stories, and they cost a little over €300. You will get the speakers on them, you will get the microphone, but you'll also get the camera and the video camera. So you can take 30-second clips with the video camera, or you can take snaps as you're walking around.
AirTags, finally, Adrian, proved vital to people going abroad this year. What's the other top one thing you'd recommend if you're travelling abroad that you would need?
Well, other than a Chromecast or an Amazon Fire Stick to connect to your Disney and Netflix in your hotel room or your Airbnb, I would say probably noise-cancelling headphones. So if you're going to be going on a plane or a train, or they're great for kids and adults, and they really do cut out an awful lot of the stuff going around you. So I would say a Chromecast, an Amazon Fire Stick, or noise-cancelling headphones.
So at least the prospect of a peaceful summer as well. Adrian Wegler, tech editor with The Irish and Sunday Independent, thank you very much.